Okay, so we're going to learn a little bit of Mirza Shem now, the sugya of Tashlumin. Up until like a half hour before the end of the afternoon Seder, I knew exactly what I was going to say. And then I was discussing with some of the guys this Tosfos, and I'm going to flip my order, and I don't know, we'll see how it goes. So first let's just take a look at the Gemara together, Gemara and Daf Chaf Amud Beis. I think most of you guys already seen this, so we'll go through it quickly. Versus Tanur Rabbanon. Tov lo yispal mincha be'erev Shabbos, mispal l'lel Shabbos Shtayim. If a person doesn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, he davens Friday night two minchas. Tov lo yispal mincha be'Shabbos, mispal l'mosai Shabbos Shtayim. If he doesn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so then he davens tashlumin mosai Shabbos. Two davenings. Shol chol, two chol davenings. Mavdil b'rishono ve'inu mavdil b'shniya. So he says, atachon on Tanu, the Havdalah in the first tefillah. The first tefillah, when you daven tashlumin, the first tefillah is the tefillah hachov, the chov of that man. And the second tefillah is considered to be the tefillah tashlumin. Jim hivdil b'shniya v'lo hivdil b'rishona, shniya alsalo, rishona lo alsalo. So if he says atachon antanu in the second tefillah, and not in the first tefillah, so pashup shan gemara, so the first tefillah doesn't count. And the second tefillah counts, the second tefillah is the ma'ariv, and the first tefillah doesn't count for anything. Is that to say, says the Gemara, that if you didn't say Havdalah in the first tefillah, it's as if you didn't daven, and you'd have to repeat, or minu. So, Gvurus Kishamim, Mashif Aruach, and Tchias HaMesim. And the same Talmud Matar in Birchas HaShanim, those things are ma'akiv, and we'll send you back. But Havdalah, Bechonin Adas, in Machzirin also. Nishiyachal Omer Alakos. But the Gemara says, if you forget Atachon Antanu, so you don't have to go back, because you're going to say Avdala anyway, Alakos. So what's the pshat that if you didn't say Atachon Antanu in the first tefillah, you said in the second one, the Rishona lo also lo, and the Gemara ends off with the Kasher. Okay, that's the Gemara. So, just in terms of a Hakdama, which I wasn't planning on saying until just a few minutes ago, really, just a Hakdama in terms of the whole din of tashlumin. So the Hemshech of the Gemara goes on to have a machlokas about tefillah. Was tefillah keneged avos tiknum, or keneged korbanos tiknum? And that's a machlokas in the Gemara. And just a few nafkaminas that come out simply from that machlokas. If you look on Omer Aleph, the Gemara has a kasha on Chavav Omer Aleph. Yibayluhu tav lo ispal mincha maushi ispal arvis shnayim. So, if a person didn't daven mincha one day, should he daven a double ma'ariv? So, the Gemara says, well, what's the shaila over here? Because mincha to ma'ariv is a new day. So, maybe the whole concept of tashlumin only exists within one day. If I didn't daven ma'ariv, I could daven a double shachris. If I didn't daven shachris, I could daven a double mincha. But if I didn't daven a mincha, maybe I can't daven another ma'ariv, a double ma'ariv. It goes into the next day. So, Gemara says, Imtim tzulomar tov lo yispal arvis mispal shachris shtayim mishudin dechad yomahu. From ma'ariv to shachris, you have tashlumin because it's all one day. The day for Jewish day starts at the night. But maybe we'll say here tefillah is keneged korbanos. And maybe once the day passes, you lose the opportunity to do a tashlumin. So it sounds like right here, Pashup Shana Gemara, that if tefillah is keneged korbanos tiknum, then there's no opportunity to do tashlumin from one day to the next. Meaning for mincha mariv is not going to work. Odilma kevin de tzlusa rachamihi. Or maybe since the whole nature of tefillah is bakashas rachamim, we ask Hashem for rachamim, which would be lichora why the avos were masakinah. So then there is an opportunity to have tashlumin from one day to the next. So perhaps lichora this is an afkamina, and the Tosos here Ibayilahu points out that when it comes to tefillas musaf, most of it is total korbanos. Right? There's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, shachris mincha ma'ariv, but even the mandamer that avos tiknum. Everybody agrees when it comes to Musaf. Musaf is 100%. Musaf is totally korbanos. And therefore, says Tosfos, there is no opportunity of Tashlumin for Musaf. Avar Zmano, Batul Korbano. So one nafkamina, perhaps, you would say, lichlora, from this Gemara, is what would it be from mincha to ma'ariv. That's one nafkamina. A second nafkamina, I'm just going to give a list just to illustrate the point, and then we're going to come back to this concept of avos and korbanos in a little while. The Pnei Yeshua says that maybe if you say tefilos avos tiknum, so shacharis is Avram, mincha is Yitzchak, ma'ariv is Yaakov, so then says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe when you daven tashlumin, so the order should dafka be the tefilos tashlumin should be first. I mean, I didn't daven shacharis this morning, I need to daven a double mincha. So mincha is the tefilah of Yitzchak. And shacharis that I need to do tashlumin for is the tefilah of Avram. So maybe if I'm davening tashlumin, so says the Pnei Yeshua, if you hold avos tiknum, so first I should daven shacharis, the tashlumin tefilah, because that's connected to Avram, and then mincha, because that's connected to Yitzchak. Masha'inkin, if you hold that tefilah, it's connected to korbanos, says the Pnei Yeshua. So then korbanos, the halacha is, when you have a korban chova, first I'm makav of the korban chova, and then afterwards, if I need to do tashlumin for a different korban, afterwards I'll do the tashlumin. So if you say that tefillah is connected to korbanos tiknum, then tashlumin, first I'll daven the tefillah sachov, and only afterwards I'll daven the tefillah of tashlumin. Second nafkamina. Third nafkamina. This is brought down the shultos in Pashas Lech Lecha, shultaches. The shultos points out that maybe the whole machlokas that we've discussed earlier of whether arvis is a reshus or arvis is a chova, maybe that should also be tali on the shayla. That if you say avos tiknum, so we know shacharis is keneged the korban tamid shel shachar, mincha is keneged the korban tamid shel bein arba'im. What's ma'ariv for? So ma'ariv is keneged the evarim upedarim, the fats and the limbs that would be burnt on the mizbeach. And if they didn't burn during the day, the halacha is you can burn them all night. So ma'ariv is keneged the evarim upedarim. That's what the Gemara says. So says the Pnei Yeshua, I understand very nicely if you say that the tefillah is keneged korbanos. So, ma'ariv is a reshus. Because the evarim p'tarim, sometimes they were burned, they finished burning during the day. Sometimes, they would burn throughout the night. It wasn't always like that. So there I could hear, it's a reshus. But if you say the tefillahs are the avos tiknum, so then there's Avram, there's Yitzchak, and there's Yaakov. Why should there be a difference? Why should Yaakov not be also a chov? And there's more to talk about with that, but that's a potential nafkamina, potential, that the Shiltos mentions. And then one last nafkamina, the Shiltos points out, there is a machlokas rishonim. Can you daven a tefilas nedava on Shabbos and Yontif? Or can you daven a tefilas nedava of Musaf? So the Rambam and the Rif both say no. And their lichora pashup shat and their shitas is that tefilas keneged korbanos. So it's very mistaber that on Shabbos you can't be makar of a korban nedava on Shabbos. And there's no concept of a tefilas Musaf that's a nedava. So if tefilas keneged korbanos, so these tefilas also don't have any tashlumen. And you can't daven nedava. You couldn't daven a tefilas nedava for them either. But the who does he bring here? The Rav Hai Gaon, the Shultos points out, says that you could daven a tefilas tashlumen for all these things, or a nedava for all these things. I'm sorry, a tefilas nedava. And he says lichora that's according to the Manda Amr that tefilas avos tiknum because you know once I say that the avos are masakin shacharis and mincha and ma'ariv, so if I can have a tefilas nedava by shacharis time. What should be the difference between shacharis and musaf? Meaning, if it's all avos, then there should be no difference. Now, that doesn't exactly work with Tosfos, the Tosfos that we saw, who says that even if you say avos tiknum, musaf is keneged korbanos. Okay, but tzarchi, and that's a sheet that's brought down in the Shiltos.
What's nedava?
Nedava is an optional, voluntary korban, or tefillah. So just Derech Agav, and this we're going to come back to, we're going to get back to what I really want to talk about, this is just Derech Hakdama. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah that Tefillah is connected Korbanos. That's brought down in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in Perek Aleph Halachas Hey and Vav. The Rambam writes that Tefillah is connected Korbanos. But the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes over there that Tefillah is Avos Tiknum. So, what is this, a stira? So, the Or Sameach says that no, it's not a stira, that really the Avos are stacking the Tefillah, that's where you get the Tefillah from. And the zmanim of the tefillahs, Chazal put those connected to korbanos. So the zmanim are connected to korbanos, and the tefillahs themselves, the avos from masakin. And lichora, we could maybe play with a little bit later the idea that maybe there's two dinim in tefillah. There's a din of tefillah that comes from the avos, and there's a second din in tefillah that comes from the korbanos. Yeah. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph.
Right.
Yeah.
That concept that we put the avos, the time the avos connected the korbanos, is that like? That's later on.
The Gemara does say that even according to the Manda Amar that the avos from a second tefilos Chazal or Masmit those tefilos can I get the korbanos? Yeah.
But before it says that, then it's assumed the And what is assumed in regards to the avos?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Yeah.
What did you say the first nafkamina was?
The first nafkamina that we mentioned perhaps was, can you have a tashlumin from mincha to ma'ariv? That if it's totally din of korbanos, mm-hmm. so then maybe over yomer batal korbano. But if it's also a din of if it's from the avos, so then tefillah's rachamim, then maybe you could go even till one day to the next. Yeah.
But if it's korbanos, so korbanos follow a different schedule than
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's a good hara. Okay, that's a good hara. Good hara. Okay, I'm not sure what to do with that. That's a good hara. Yeah.
In Shabbos, where it's korbanos, we don't do korbanos on Shabbos, right?
Because the Gemara is not like that. I mean, the Gemara here, it's not me. It's like an akash on me. It's a hara in the Gemara. It's good. It's a good hara.
We don't do korbanos on Shabbos, right?
We do. We do. Yeah, sure. Oh, okay, right there. So now we're going to get to what I really want to talk about, and then maybe we'll come back to this whole idea. So Tosso says, "Dim Raskol Ta." I'm going to read it inside. It looks longer than it is. Tosso says like this: "Tov lo ispalo mincha be'erev Shabbos v'chulei. Tov lo ispalo mincha b'Shabbos mispalo arvishtein." Says Tosso, "Dahainu shel motzai Shabbos umavdil berishona." That's all from the Gemara. Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Im ta'aver lo hiskir rosh chodesh ben mincha, lo yispalel od balayla. If a person makes a mistake, he doesn't daven mincha on rosh chodesh, so then he doesn't have to daven again a tashlumin for that mincha at ma'ariv. Why? Delama yispalel od. Why should he bother davening a tashlumin? Harei kfar yispalel kol tefilas ha-mincha mi ba'od yom levad rosh chodesh, shelo hiskir. He already davened the full tefilas mincha, the whole shemona esrei, at mincha time, he just forgot, yale v'yavo. In Cain, ein marviach klum im yachzer v'yispal motzai rosh chodesh. Harei lo yaskir od tefilas rosh chodesh. V'shmoneh esrei kvar hispalo. So says the Rabbeinu Yehuda that there's no point if a person forgot yal v'yavo on rosh chodesh to daven tashlumin for that on ma'ariv motzai rosh chodesh, because l'maisa, what's he going to do? In his tashlumin, he's just going to daven a regular shmoneh esrei. It's not rosh chodesh anymore. He can't say yal v'yavo. So he's going to end up doing exactly what he did already earlier that day. He already davened mincha today, just forgot yal v'yavo. So he says Rabbeinu Yehuda, he's lo yarviach. He's not going to gain anything by davening a tashlumin where he says the same thing that he'd already said. Nothing to be gained. So Pashup Shat, if you're going to tell me in Lomdus, how does the Rabbeinu Yehuda relate to a mincha that's davened without the haskara of yal v'yavo? I davened mincha or I didn't daven mincha? Don't be shy. I daven mincha, but I missed the askar of yal v'yavo. She says, you're mekayim the mitzvah, the tefillah of mincha, you did it. I daven mincha. I didn't say yal v'yavo, so there's no point in doing tashlumin. I already daven mincha. I was yotzei. Now, the only point in davening again would be chapin a yal v'yavo. So here it's already motzai rosh chodesh. I'm not going to get the yal v'yavo anyway. So there's no point in davening the tashlumin. So says Rabbeinu Yehuda, there's no tashlumin in such a case. Vlodami lahada amar hacha ta'av lo yispal mincha b'shabbos nimispal arvis b'chol shtayim. He says it's not similar to the case we have over here where if a person made a mistake and he didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, he'll daven ma'ariv twice. Perush shel chol. He'll daven ma'ariv shel chol twice. Mishum shelo yispal aklal. Because if a person mamish missed mincha on Shabbos, so then he should daven tashlumin motzai Shabbos because there he's mamish making up a tefillah that he missed. In King Yarviach Tfila Shmonasri, Kshmispal Bimotzai Shabbos. So he's gonna be Marviach the whole Tfila. Afabishalo Yaskir Shal Shabbos. Even though he's not gonna mention Shabbos because it's already Motzai Shabbos, but he still has something to be Marviach, he has something to gain by davening Tashlumin because he before missed the entire Mincha. So now he's gonna chap in the Mincha. Vim Tomar says Tosos maybe ask a kashra. Valohu mispal yosur mimashi hu chayev lispalo. Shalohayolo lispal kiim sheva brachos vahu mispal yudches. So maybe he asked me a kasha that he's davening more than he should, because the mincha that he missed on Shabbos has only seven brachos, the first three, the last three, and Mekadesh HaShabbos in the middle. And the tefillah that he's going to daven in place of that tefillah is a full Shmoneh Esrei. 18 brachos, or like we have now, 19 brachos. So it says Tosfos, no, Bekach in Lachosh, Shigam B'Shabbos Hayadin Shispal Kol Shmoneh Esrei. You don't have to worry about that, because even on Shabbos, the din was, Mekar HaDin on Shabbos, we should also daven a full-fledged Shmoneh Esrei. Rak shelo yitzrichu min pei haTorah. Chazal didn't make us daven a full Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos because it's a big tircha. Nimtza shemarviach kol tefilaso. So it says Tosfos, since be'etzem, this tefillah that I daven on Motzai Shabbos is really, be'etzem, it's the same tefillah that I missed on Shabbos. Because even though Lameisa I would have only davened the seven brachos Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, since Be'etzem, fundamentally, I'm really chayav, a full Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, just Chazal, Mibnei Atircha, they were makel on me. So really, I am making up, I'm mashlim the tefillah that I missed. Aval kishetah, v'lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh, but in the case that we were dealing with initially, that if a person makes a mistake and he doesn't mention the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, so kfar hispalo, he forgot Yavo, he already was yotzei the tefillah mincha. Imkein lo yaviyach chlum yispav motzai Rosh Chodesh. So if that's the case, by davening tashlum in motzai Rosh Chodesh, you don't stand to gain anything. V'hu adinami yispav b'mincha b'shabes Shmoneh Esrei Shleimos, says the Tosfos. The same would be true if a person davened the regular Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. He just mamish davened the regular chol Shmoneh Esrei on mincha. V'lo hizkir shal Shabbos, and he didn't mention Shabbos at all. Nir adil motzai Shabbos lo yispav shnayim. Motzai Shabbos, he doesn't have to daven tashlum in. Dekvar yispav Shmoneh Esrei brachos. He already davened a full Shmoneh Esrei. And he doesn't stand to gain anything. That's the Shita of the Rif. So Pashup Chat again, if we could summarize the Shita of the Rif. The Rif holds that if a person davens a tefillah of the day, and he doesn't mention the Haskara of the day, he davens Minchan Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have a Yalav Yavo, so he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mincha, Mekayim the tefillah of Mincha, and therefore on Motzai Rosh Chodesh, there's no reason to daven Tashlumin, because he doesn't gain anything. Fine, that's Pashup. Now the rest of Tosos is a little bit complicated, which I actually wanted to go through because I have a Ha'ara, but I see already that this is taking a while, so we're going to skip to the abridged version of what may or may not be the same Shita over here in the rest of Tosos. Yeah, Matt.
Would Beni Yehuda hold the same thing if he missed the Shacharis and trying to do the Tishlum for Mincha? Because then in Mincha you do have the Shacharis in Yom, so it might help.
If you miss Shacharis on Shabbos?
Yeah.
And what's the Shiloh now?
And now you want to do Tishlum at Mincha.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be different over there because now that you are mentioning the like what kind of day it is, Rosh Chodesh Rosh Chodesh,
mm-hmm.
it act as a good tashlumin.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you miss Shacharis on Shabbos,
no,
you can daven tashlumin
in
Mincha.
No, if you miss Shacharis
in this way,
miss
he daven Shacharis.
Oh, I see. He daven Shacharis Shochol on Shabbos,
yeah.
And now you're asking, should he do a tashlumin? By me, oh, that's a good child, according to this. Yeah, very good, very good. It sounds like he would be marviach to daven tashlumin by mincha time because he'll be marviach the haskara of Rosh Chodesh. Very good.
Same with Rosh Chodesh if he missed Yalav Yavo.
And?
Of Shacharis.
Yeah.
And then the tashlumin of mincha.
Lechora, it sounds like it should be the same. Very good. Absolutely.
Was the tashlumin instituted because you missed the davening? He still had the davening in the Rosh Chodesh case, according to this.
So apparently, according to Tosfos, it wasn't only instituted if you missed the davening, it's instituted even if you can chap in the haskara. Because sounds like from Tosfos, theoretically, let's say you missed the Yalav Yavo Mincha Rosh Chodesh. Let's say, and we'll see this soon in the Maggid of Ram, let's say it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. And the next night is also Rosh Chodesh. So if I daven Tashlumin by Ma'ariv, I will chap in the Yalav Yavo. So it sounds like, according to Tosfos, you definitely should.
But he also, no, but he makes it seem like you were Yotze with Mincha.
You're Yotze Mincha, but you didn't have the haskara. So we say, if Motzei Rosh Chodesh is Chol, so then don't bother davening Tashlumin.
You
don't gain
anything. Mincha.
You're Yotzei Mincha, but you were missing a Haskara. You're Yotzei Mincha, but you were missing a Haskara. So Tosfos says, if Motzei Rosh Chodesh is Chol, don't bother davening Tashlumin. You're not Marviach anything. Mashma, if I would be Marviach something, if I could stand to gain the Yalav Yavo, according to Tosfos, you should daven a Tashlumin, Motzei Rosh Chodesh. When could that ever be? Says the Maggid of Rome, that we'll see soon, if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh.
Mm.
It will come to that. Fine. Yeah.
In the case where we do seven Mincha Shel Shabbos, we miss it, and we cover by just doing a normal Arvei Shilchol, right? We say covers it because anyways you have to do 18 brachos.
I mean, really, Maker Adin, you should, but Chazal are Maker on us because of Tircha that we don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't the seven brachos that we do during Mincha Shabbos like just brachos? There's different brachos in themselves that they talk about Shabbos.
Just the middle one is about Shabbos, but the first three and the last three are the same ones we say every day. Avos Kavros Kedushas Hashem. And the Avoda, Hoda, and Sim Shalom, or whatever, Mivarech Samuel Yisrael Shalom, those are the same one, Chol Eno Shabbos. The middle one is the difference. Fine. So if we flip back for a second to Rabbeinu Yonah, Daf Yod Chesam and Aleph, and the Daf Harif. If you have the regular Tzuras Daf, it's on Yod Chesam and Aleph, it's the second to last line. If you have the Oz Vahadar Tzuras Adaf, I don't know where it is. So either find it or look on with somebody else. So Yud Chesam Adaf on the Dapei Harif. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, are we good up to here? Any questions? Comments?
Yeah, I didn't really understand what you just told me before. Mm-hmm.
Mincha Shal Shabbos, you asked me if all the brachos relate to Shabbos.
Yeah.
So the answer is no, only the middle one does.
Out of the seven.
Right. Okay. Great. Yeah, any other questions, comments? How you feeling, Adam? Excellent. Okay, here we go. Yeah, Matt.
Who is that mentioned if it would be the second day of Rosh Chodesh?
Oh, we'll get in the Magen Avraham. We'll see that in the Magen Avraham. Yeah.
But is that still okay even though Yahweh was not ma'akev on that night?
Even though, yeah, Yahweh was not ma'akev at night, but you missed mincha. You forgot to say it in mincha. So the halacha is that if you forget to say Yahweh and mincha, you do repeat. It's not ma'akev. I mean, according to that day in Tulsos, you're mekayim in the mitzvah of tefilas mincha, but you'd have to repeat anyway to chapen the azkara. Very good.
That's the same from Maariv to Shacharis?
No, Maariv is not ma'akev, like Matt said. Maariv, you don't repeat on from Maariv or Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
Great. Yeah?
As long as you're being ma'akev, it's just trying to get that extra Yalviyavah. Even though Maariv is not ma'akev, if you miss Yalviyavah and Maariv,
you should say, no. If you missed it at Maariv, so the halacha is since we're not mekadesh the chodesh balayla, as the Gemara says, since we're not mekadesh.
Yeah, it has to do with that. It has to do with just trying to get an extra yalav yavo.
Yeah, but why do you need to have a haskar of yalav yavo? The haskar of yalav yavo is only the chazal are only misakin the haskar of yalav yavo as something at least that you have to go back for in a case where it's shaykh the bezdin would be mekadesh the chodesh. I mean, you're right. Like you're just looking for the haskara, but chazal say the haskara is only important enough to go back for at a time when they would be mekadesh, which is not the mitzvah. So if you look in Yom Chesem and Aleph Daf Erif, the second to last line, right in the middle, Aval Chachmei Provence, Zal. So what are the Chachmei Provence? They're going to discuss, they're going to argue with Tosfos about this case. A person forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha, what does he do Motzai Rosh Chodesh? Does he dive in a Tashlumen or not? Aval Chachmei Provence, Zal Omrim, Dekevon Sheba Osa Tefila Lo Yatza Yedei Chiyuv, Shelo Hispalal Osam Kedina. That and that tefillah that you forgot, Yalav Yavo by Mincha. So you didn't daven that tefillah the way Chazal are masakin. You didn't daven it kedin. So what's the halacha? Kemi shelo hispalo klal daininan lay. Chazal view that as if you didn't daven Mincha at all. Not like Tosos that be'etzim you daven Mincha, you're just missing the Haskara. The Chachmei Provence say that this Haskara, this Yalav Yavo, is me'akev the whole kiyum tefillas Mincha. Umispalo shtayim la'erev. And then you have to daven tashlumin motzai Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rosh Chodesh is already over and he's not going to mention Yalav Yavo in Tefillah, the halacha still is that you have to daven tashlumin. Because the way Chachmei Provence are learning, this Yalav Yavo, this Haskara, is not just, there's two things here. There's Mincha, that you can be Mekayim, and then you want to chap in the Haskara. No, the Haskara is Me'akev the whole Tefillah. And if you don't have the Haskara, so the Tefillah is not a Tefillah. And Rabbeinu Yonah here in the next two lines, just paskins halacha lemaisa, he says it's a suffix, so if you get into this situation, you should daven al tnai, that if the halacha is like Tosfos, like the Ri, then it's a tefilas nadava. That's halacha. I think the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that also. Yeah?
Could you say that that's because we paskin, or I guess yes, a paskin, that when you miss it, so then you would have to say it again in mincha. You would have to repeat the Shulchan Aruch again in mincha if you miss the yalav yavo.
But also Tosos agrees to that. The Ri also agrees to that.
He could say that because of the difference far.
Okay. Listen, I mean, they could be related. Yeah, very good. Could be related.
That's halacha that we should say Tashlum and Maariv.
So no, if you missed it, I think we'll have to check again. It's not halacha l'maaseh shir, which is against my Sephardic blood, you know, in a way, to learn these figures without bringing the halacha l'maaseh. So it's a chait, it's chatayin imaskir, but I didn't look it up carefully. I think the mechaber passing is like Rabbeinu Yonah, that in this, if this happens, you should daven al tnai tefilas nadava. But before you actually do it, we'll look it up together. Okay, fine. So this the way we formulated here the machlokas, if we just want to put into a chakira, pasha, the way we've been saying over and over again, the chakira is what's the nature of haskaras in Shmona Esrei? Is a haskara a separate kiyum, separate from the tefillah itself, or is haskara a fundamental part of the tefillah, and without it, there is no tefillah? That's the way the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov in Simon Tazayin and also Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi and Simon Nundalid, that's the way they formulate this machlokas between the Ri, the Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Chachmei Provence. So what other nafkaminas might we have? So the Stipler has a very interesting nafkamina. There's a machlokas that the Stipler brings between the Pri Chadash and the Maharash gramizon. So let's say the following case. A person has to daven tashlumin, and he first davens the ikur tefillah. The halacha is first you have to daven the ikur tefillah, tefillah's chov. Let's say he forgot to daven shachris. He forgot to daven shachris. So he has to daven tashlumin. So he davens his mincha first. That's the halacha. He has to daven the mincha first. And then he davens tashlumin, kahalacha. And after he davens the tashlumin, he realizes that he forgot to say v'sein talu matar in his first tefillah. So he davens the first tefillah, then he davens the tashlumin, and then after he davens the tashlumin, he realizes that he forgot to say v'sein talu matar in the first tefillah. So the halacha is that he has to repeat. He has to, if you forget v'sein talu matar, you have to repeat that tefillah. It's ma'akiv. So the shaila is, does he have to repeat the tashlumin also?
He remembered v'sein talu matar and the tashlumin?
In the tashlumin he said v'sein talu matar. In the first tefillah he didn't. So the shaila is, does he have to repeat? He has to repeat the first one Esri for sure. That one, it's ma'akiv in the tefillah, v'sein talu matar. But the shaila is, does he have to repeat the tashlumin as well?
Yeah.
So what would you say? Why yeah?
Because if the first one he didn't say v'sein talu matar, then that one doesn't count. And then the second one, I think I'm saying like the riff. And then the second one,
the riff who we're calling Chachmei Provence.
He does v'tein tal matar, and that counts as the first one.
Oh, very good.
And you can't say that one first.
Excellent, very good, Joshua. Excellent. If you say the Chachmei Provence, so then the tefillah that's missing the haskara of v'tein tal matar is ma'akiv in the tefillah. Meaning, it's not that there's a kiyum of tefillah, I'm just missing the haskara. There's no kiyum of tefillah at all. I missed the tefillah. So if that's the case, the tefillah that I davened properly, which I thought was going to be tashlumin, that tefillah is actually going to be the chov. No, I'm sorry. That tefillah, again, I forgot v'sein talu matar in the first one. In the second tefillah, which I thought was tashlumin, so I davened properly. Now, the halacha is I have to repeat my first tefillah that I forgot v'sein talu matar. That's for sure. Do I have to repeat the tashlumin? So if, like Josh is saying, very good, Chachmei Provence, that without v'sein talu matar, my first tefillah was actually nothing. So then, if my first tefillah was nothing, and the halacha is that before I daven tashlumin, I have to have a first tefillah, and I don't have it here, so mimela, my tashlumin is also nothing. So I have to daven the tashlumin again too. So I end up with four tefillahs. But if you say, like the Rabbeinu Yehuda, that without the haskara, you have a tefillah. You just have to chap in the haskara again. So I daven the first tefillah without v'sein talu matar. So then I daven tashlumin, I have to repeat the first tefillah. Good, I repeat the first tefillah. Do I have to daven the tashlumin again? Absolutely not. Because according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, the first tefillah was the tefillah. I had to repeat it to happen if the same talmud matar, but the tefillah itself was a tefillah. And since the tefillah was a tefillah, the tashlumin was also a tashlumin. I don't have to repeat the tashlumin. Yeah, Michael.
Is there a reason you mentioned the same talmud matar and not Yalav Yavo in that case?
That happens to be the case that this is machlokas, this din is machlokas between the Prichadash and the Maharash Gramizon. So the reason that we mention that is because that's what they were arguing about.
But would the same nafkamin apply if it was with Yalav Yavo, or would it not work out?
Lichor, it would be the same. Yeah, it would be the same. Yeah, that's wrong.
Why does tashlumin depend on the first two?
That's a lachan tashlumin. There could be a little bit of machlokas harchonin, like we told you over lunch. What?
Isn't it
could be telling in the Pei Yeshua, it could be telling there's a lavush, but pashup shah, the way we hold, and the way most of the Rishonim Achronim hold, you're saying good based on what we said, but the way most people hold is that unless the first tefillah is the chov, the second tefillah can't be a tashlumin. Yeah, Matt.
Why isn't this like the case where, the case in Gemara where about Bella?
Yeah.
He didn't daven
mincha. Okay.
And he davened chol without doing Bella, then he davened chol with doing Bella. Then you have to repeat it again, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that like this case?
Why is it like this case?
Because you missed out on saying the...
Havdalah, the truth is, Havdalah could be a whole different story. Havdalah could be... The Atachon Antana could be a little bit different, so I don't want to go there now. You're saying good, but the Atachon Antana could be a different idea. Yeah, Josh.
So... Rabbeinu Yehuda says that, he basically says that when you daven a third one, it's a tashlumin on the tashlumin?
Well, it's not a tashlumin on the tashlumin, but it's a makeup for the first one.
The third one is the order the first doesn't one, matter. And the Tashlumin was the Tashlumin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first one carries its
the third one is just.
To happen the same talamata.
Okay.
Fine. It's another nafkamina in this type of rings. Let's say the following case: a person on Rosh Chodesh Shacharis, he forgets to say Yalav Yavo in Shacharis, and then he davens Musaf, and of course Tefilas Musaf is all about the fact that today's Rosh Chodesh. And then he remembers after he davened Musaf that he forgot Yalav Yavo in Shacharis. So what would you say? Does he have to daven Shacharis again? What would you say? Does he have to daven Shacharis again? Again, the person forgets Yalav Yavo with Shacharis on Rosh Chodesh. And then he davens Musaf. And then after Musaf, he remembers that he forgot Yalav Yavo in Shacharis. Does he have to daven Shacharis again? Yeah, Adam?
If you say it's not going to be obviously you do.
Oh, beautiful.
If it's not, you're already mastering Rosh Chodesh.
Excellent. Absolutely. Very beautiful. Excellent. If you say that Yalav Yavo was ma'akiv in the tefillah, so then, yeah, of course, you have to daven tashlumin. That's the shita of the Chachmei Provence. But if you say that you just need a haskara, you need a haskara of Rosh Chodesh at the zman of the tefillah, so then I already just daven Musaf. I had a haskara in Musaf. So there's no reason to daven Shacharis again. That is the shita of the Knesset HaGdola. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this Knesset HaGdola. I saw a quote in the Stifler also, where he paskins that you don't have to repeat the Shacharis. Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that assuming that Haskar, that's assuming that Haskar is the din and just saying Haskar on that day as opposed to
in that Zman of Tefillah. In that Zman of Tefillah. As opposed to being said in the Tefillah itself. Yeah, that's a good heart. Yeah. Okay, one more Nafkamina over here before we move over a little bit into another topic. Another Nafkamina, it's not really another topic, it's all the same Indian. Another Nafkamina. Let's say the following case. This is also in the Stipler. The Stipler leaves this case really a little bit Tzarek-Ian, but Rav Tzipetach Frank in the Hartzvi, in Chelak Aleph of Orchaim Simon Nundalid, he quotes this case and he passes, where he says it's Tali on our Machlokas. Let's say the following. Let's say a person, it's Rosh Chodesh, and he davens Shacharis of Rosh Chodesh, and he says Yalav Yavo, but he forgets the same Talamata. And then he I forgot the same Talamata, I have to daven again. So he davens again, and the second time, he says B'Sein Talam Mutar, but he forgets Yalav Yavo. So does he have to daven a third time? So L'Chora again, it's Pasha. What's the answer?
Maybe they combine.
What? Maybe they combine. Maybe they combine, or maybe they don't. So let's plug it in to what we're talking about over here. Michael, plug it in.
If it's a separate cum, then it's combined. If not, then neither of them would go.
Very good. If I'm the Chachmei Provence, and these Haskaras are ma'akiv the entire Tefillah, so then I'm not Yotze, I have to daven a third time. That's what Tzipei Pesach Frank says. If it's not me'akiv the tefillah, it's just I need to have these haskaras. So between the two tefillahs, I have the haskaras. So according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, no problem, I don't have to daven again. That's the way the Har Tzvi paskins this shayla. So just Derech Agav, it's always nice to quote Reb Chaim when you can quote Reb Chaim, so we may as well do that. The Har Tzvi here brings from Reb Chaim. He says, Reb Chaim writes that when it comes to V'Sein Talmud Matar, let's say the following would happen. Says Reb Chaim, let's say on Mincha Erev Shabbos, I forgot to say V'Sein Talmud Matar. I don't remember until Friday night when it's already Shabbos. So would I have to daven a Tashlumin for the Mincha? I forgot V'Sein Talmud Matar. So you'll tell me, okay, it's telling me on the Chakira. If it's Ma'akev, then yeah, if not, not. So it says, I'm not going to gain the V'Sein Talmud Matar on Friday night anyway. We don't say that. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe we'll say no. Comes Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says, no, everybody agrees that in that case, if I forget the Saint Talmud Matar, it's Me'akiv in the Tefillah. And so Friday night, you're going to have to daven a Tashlum. Why? Why does Reb Chaim say that? Why is it any different than Yalav Yavo? So Reb Chaim says that the Saint Talmud Matar is part of the Matbeya Shetavu Chacham B'Tefillah. Chazal set up a Nusach of Tefillah. And the halacha is, this is not just like a Staman added insert. This is part of the Matbeya Shetavu Chacham. So anything that's part of the matbeya, the nusach, the chazal, or misakin and tefillah, that's ma'akiv. According to everybody, Reb Chaim says. And therefore, everybody says Reb Chaim would hold, even Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Friday night you have to daven a tashlumin. Okay, it sounds nice. So this is just a ha'ara agav, the Har Tzvi says that that's not true. Because the halacha is that if a person forgets to say V'Sein Talmud Matar when he's saying Birchas Hashanim in tefillah, and let's say he realizes, like now he goes a few brachas later, he's in Bonei Yerushalayim. He's like, I forgot the same Talmud Matar. So what does he do? Anybody know the halacha?
He says it then in Shema Yitzvila.
Oh, very good. He says it in Shema Yitzvila. So says Rav Tzipetach Frank, the fact that I could say it in Shema Yitzvila means it's not part of the Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim. It's just like an insert, just like Yalviyavo. Because I can move it around to a different place. So he says that Reb Chaim is incorrect. And he brings a raya from the Magen Avraham. We're not really going to focus so much on the raya, but the Magen Avraham is very nogeya. So we're going to say out over here this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Simen Kufres. In Simen Kufres, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. And some guys saw this already today, and some guys are mechaving to it. The Magen Avraham says, "V'nirli din b'layla gamkin rosh chodesh." Let's say again, he's talking about our machlokas here between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provence. If the night is also rosh chodesh, l'kuliyama yispalo dehayar viach sheyomer yalav yavo. If the night is also rosh chodesh. Meaning you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Mincha, at Mincha on the first day, I forgot Yalav Yavo. So that night is also Rosh Chodesh. So it says the Magen Avraham, everybody, even Rabbeinu Yehuda agrees I should daven Tashlumin, because I chap in the Yalav Yavo at night, even in my Tashlumin. I'm Marviach. So everybody would agree that I should daven. Okay, we're happy? Clear? Ruadin, says the Magen Avraham, Im Shachach v'sein talumatar, o mashi v'ruach. If I forgot all these things, everybody agrees that I daven again. So, just interesting over here. Again, the Magen Avraham says, "Divrei Hakol." If I forgot the Saint Talumatar, if I forgot Yalav Yavo on Mincha of the first day of Rosh Chodesh, so then I daven a Tashlumin Ma'ariv of the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because I'm Marviach the Yalav Yavo. Comes Rabbi Kiveger over here in Shulchan Aruch. Comes Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger asks, he quotes the Sefer Binyan Ariel. And the Binyan Ariel asks the Magen Avraham, a Ban Kasha. He says, no way, absolutely not Magen Avraham. This is a machlokas. Not everybody's going to agree. This is the same machlokas that we've been working with the whole time, even on a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Against the Magen Avraham. Why? Why is that so? So says the Binyan Ariel, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is a Sfeik of the Yoma. We don't really have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's a Sfeik. You know, which day is Rosh Chodesh? The first day or the second day? When the Mekadesh Al Pi'ariya. So the people were far away from the Beis Din. They had a suffix. So nowadays, when we have a double Rosh Chodesh, it's based on a sfeik of the Yoma. It's a suffix. So says the Binyan Ariel, Mima Nafshach. If the first day was really Rosh Chodesh, and I missed Yalav Yavo at Mincha, that means the second day is not Rosh Chodesh. And if that's the case, Rabbeinu Yehuda would say, don't bother davening Tashlumin, you're not Marviach anything. If the second day is really Rosh Chodesh, and the first day wasn't, so then when I forgot Yalav Yavo the first day, I really didn't miss anything at all. And I'll daven my regular tefillah for Shchodesh on the second day, but there's no reason to say a Tashlumin. I repeat that because maybe I lost you guys. That's a little tricky. Again, says the Binyan Ariel, don't tell me that everybody agrees that if there's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, that you daven a Tashlumin when you miss Yalav Yavo and Minchav the first day. No way. This is the same Nafka Mina that we've been working with throughout the day. Why? Says the Binyan Ariel, a 2-day Rosh Chodesh is a Sfeika Diyoma. Sfeika Diyoma, which means that you have your Mima Nafshach. If the first day of these 2-day Rosh Chodesh is the real Rosh Chodesh, if the first day is the real Rosh Chodesh, I forgot Mincha, I forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha, that means Ma'ariv of the next night is not really Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, don't bother davening Tashlumin, you're not Marviach anything. Because you shouldn't say Yalav Yavo. If the first day was not Rosh Chodesh, and the second day is Rosh Chodesh, so then I didn't miss anything when I forgot Yalav Yavo on the first day. And don't bother diving into Tashlumin because I don't need it. That's the Binyan Ariel's cash on the Magen Avraham. Yeah?
Is that how we learn Sfeika Diyoma in general? Like, we can build a formula like that?
Oh, very good. I'm going to talk about that in a second. That's how I'm going to try and answer this cash of Binyan Ariel. Oh, very good, very good. I don't want to pursue your question because I want to build it up a little bit more and then I'm going to answer it. Very, very good. Yeah, Matt.
Could still work for Rosh Hashanah, right?
Could still work for Rosh Hashanah. Oh, no, don't talk about Rosh Hashanah. I want to talk about that in a second, too. Put that on the side. Oh. Okay, fine. Comes along the Tzlach. This is also quoted in Rabbi Kiveger. And the Tzlach says, this Binyan Ariel is not a kasha. Why not? Because says the Tzlach that there's a concept by Rosh Hashanah that we're familiar with, that when you have a double day, this is not just like a sfeik of the yoma, each day is a suffix. This is what we call a yoma arichta. It's a yoma arichta, it's one long day. Meaning, chazal or mesaking, that both days are considered to be vada days. You have 2 days of vada Rosh Chodesh. That's the nature of the takana. So if you have 2 days of Adar Rosh Chodesh, so then the Magen Avraham's right. The second day is also Rosh Chodesh. So according to everybody, I'm Marviach Yal V'Yavo Midr Rabbanon, you have 2 days of Adar Rosh Chodesh. So don't say, okay, you're right, Binyan Ariel, it comes from the Sfik of the Yoma. But Lamaisa, now we view it as a Yoma Richta, one long day, Vadai day, it's all Vadai Rosh Chodesh, and says the Tzlach, if that's the case, so then everybody would agree, like the Magen Avraham says, they should daven the Teshlum. Yeah, start. It's very good. What was the Binyan Ariel going to say? What's the Binyan? I want to defend first. So the Tzlach defended the Magen Avraham. He defended the Magen Avraham for us, a nice issue for the Magen Avraham. Now I want to defend the Binyan Ariel's kasha on the Magen Avraham. Yeah.
That's only Rosh Hashanah, no other
state. Okay, so you could argue on the Tzlach's whole assumption that maybe, you know, that concept of Yom HaRichta is only Rosh Hashanah, but not everything else. But the Tzlach, and I'm not holding enough in those sugyas to answer, you know, intelligently, but apparently the Tzlach holds that it's by all Rosh Hashanahs. So let's work with the Tzlach's assumption, and even with the Tzlach's assumption, I still want to defend the Binyan Ariel. How do we do it? So there's a Reb Chaim, the only Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yontif. Reb Chaim Hilchos Yontif says, and now this is a little bit complicated, and we're not going to go into all the pratim or the examples. This, you know, I end Shalom later if you really want to have a full Havana, but I'm going to tell you the Yesod, and the Yesod, I think, everybody will be able to understand. Reb Chaim, there's one Reb Chaim Hilchos Yontif. Reb Chaim says that when it comes to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so it's a Yom HaRichta, it's one long day, and each day is a Vaday Yontif. Each day is a Vaday Yom. It's not a Sfeik of the Yom. Like the Tzlach says, it's a Vaday Yom. And Lichora, that's why the Tzlach says the Magen Avraham is saying very good, and the Binyan Ariel has no kasha. So what's the Binyan Ariel going to say? So Reb Chaim says, he's sold over here. He says, if you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, each day is a Vada Yom. No Sveik of the Yom. But says Reb Chaim, that's if I view each day independently. Each day, when I take it on its own, day one, Vada. Day two, Vada. But if, says Reb Chaim, you would have a halacha that would force you to view these 2 days together, you'd have to look at these 2 days in tandem with each other. You'd have to take a look at both of them at once. Not look at each one. This is a day, and that's a day. Not look at each one separately. But if you have a halacha that forces you to look at these 2 days together as a unit, as a whole, so then Reb Chaim says, when you look at them together, avad it's fake in the yom. I mean, the whole concept of Yom HaRichta, that each day is avadai, it's only when you look at them independently. But as soon as I group the 2 days together and I have to look at them as a whole, says Reb Chaim, so then you have to look at them as a Sfeik of the Yom. And he's Miyashiv steers in the Rambam like that. So if that's true, so Lichora, this is a perfect example of a halacha that forces you to view the 2 days as a unit. Here we have, you missed Yalav Yavo on Mincha of day one of Rosh Chodesh. So the Shaila is, now am I going to daven Tashlumin for that day? So the whole nature of davening Tashlumin is making up for the first Mincha. So this halacha of Tashlumin is a halacha that forces you to view the 2 days together. So the Binyan Ariel will tell you, like Reb Chaim, that when I view the 2 days together, Tzlach, of course I agree with you, Yom HaRichta, each day is a Vaday, but that's when you look at them independently. But if you have a halacha that forces you to look at the 2 days as a unit, as a whole, like Tashlumin does, because I'm talking about davening Tashlumin of the Mincha of day one and Ma'ariv on day two, so I have to look at the 2 days together. So then, says the Binyan Ariel, then the Yesod of Reb Chaim is that you have to look at it as a Sfeik of the Yomah. And if that's the case, the Magen Avraham is wrong. Okay, I kind of feel gal. Are we clear on that? There's not really chazara for this couple, but okay. I hope that was clear. Is anybody else sweating? Just me. Okay. Oh, because now I want to talk about one more nekuda in the Tosfos, one more chatira in Tashlumin, and with that we'll call it a night. So, we pointed out in Tosfos, in the reading of Yehuda, in the first sheet of Tosfos, that Tosfos said if a person forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, so then he should daven tashlumin on Matzai Shabbos, he'll daven two marivs. So Tosfos says, and don't be bothered by the fact, like Daniel was not bothered before, don't be bothered by the fact that the mincha that he missed on Shabbos is 7 brachos, while the tashlumin that he's going to daven is 18 brachos. Because fundamentally, on Shabbos, you also have to daven an 18 brachos Shmona Esrei. But because of Tircha, Chazal said you don't have to. But fundamentally, the tefillos tashlumin that you daven on Motzei Shabbos is the same, minus the Haskar of Shabbos, because you can't say it anymore, it's not Shabbos. But it's really the same type of tefillah that you daven on Shabbos itself. Because on Shabbos itself, also, you need to have a Shmona Esrei, fundamentally, in principle. So I think you could raise the Chakira over here what's the nature of Tilos Tashlumin in general? When I daven, let's say I miss Mincha and I daven two Maaribs. So that Tfilos Tashlumin that I daven, my second Maariv, how do we view that? Is it that I'm davening Maariv twice, and the second Maariv that I'm davening like makes up for the fact that I missed Mincha? I'm davening a second Maariv and that makes up for the fact that I missed Mincha? Or is it that no, that the second tefillah that I daven is Mincha? Meaning I daven Maariv first, and then we transpose the Mincha that I missed onto a second tefillah after the Maariv. So how do we view that second tefillah? Do you view that second tefillah as a second Maariv, and the fact that I daven two Maarivs makes up for the Mincha that I missed? Or do we view the second tefillah as a Mincha? This is the Mincha that I missed before. So Lichora, I thought you could say in this first sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Rabbeinu Yehuda really has to struggle to convince us that the tefillah that I'm davening Motzai Shabbos, the Tashlumin, is fundamentally the same tefillah as Mincha that I missed on Shabbos itself. Because really on Shabbos, fundamentally in principle, I also have to daven Yud Ches Brachos. So why does he have to go out of his way to do that? Lichora he holds that in order for this Tashlumin to be Shaykh, so it has to be the same tefillah. I'm taking that Mincha and I'm transposing it, I'm moving it into the Tashlumin. So I can only take that Mincha and move it into the Tashlumin if fundamentally there's a connection. So he says, fundamentally, this is the same tefillah that I missed. Perhaps. Now, this Chakira I saw raised, not exactly in those words, but in similar words in a sefer called Bikurei Eretz. And also in the Rav's, I got a sneak preview of the Rishima Shiurim on Brachos, the fourth parak. So in the Rav's notes, he also, it's not formulated this way, but it's a similar Chakira in terms of Tashlumin. So, Nafkaminas, I forgot to bring up a Rashba here, but there is a halacha that the Rashba mentions in the beginning of our parak. The Rashba says, when a person davens Tashlumin, so the halacha is that he has to daven the Tashlumin together with the tefillah of the chov of that time. Meaning, I forgot to daven Shacharis this morning, and now I'm davening two minchas. So when I daven the second mincha, says the Rashba, you have to daven it together with the first mincha. Meaning, my tefillah tashlumin has to be davened together. They have to be davened together. Or let's take a better example, because I'm going to illustrate the point a little better. Let's say I forgot Maariv, and I'm davening two Shacharis, one to make up for Maariv. So the halacha is, those two tefillahs that I daven at Shacharis time, they have to be davened together. That's what the Rashba says. And there's a machlokas between the Bach and the Beis Yosef. What does the Rashba mean by they have to be davened together? Says the Beis Yosef in Siman Peitas. What the Rashba means is they have to daven the first tefillah Shacharis, and then right away, as soon as you finish the first tefillah, you have to daven the second tefillah. The Imam said to be one after the other. Says the Bach, that's not what the Rashba means at all. The Rashba doesn't mean you have to mamish daven them one after the other. You daven the first tefillah Shacharis, and then you have to daven the second one together, means within the same zman. Within the zman of Shacharis. Meaning we pass in like Rabbanan, that Shacharis, we pass in like, sorry, we pass in like, yeah, Rabbanan, that Shacharis is until 4 hours into the day, not until Chatzos like Rabbi Yehuda. So you have to daven the second Shacharis within the zman of Shacharis. That's what the Rashba means, says the Bach. Meaning within the first 4 hours of the day, you have to daven the Tfilas Tashlumin. So what's the Hezber Machlokis over here? And again, the Machlokas says, when I daven Tashlumin, does it have to be together mamish with the first tefillah, or just in the same zman of the first tefillah? So what's the Hezber Machlokas? So there's a sefer, a very nice sefer called Bikurei Eretz, on Maseches Brachos. Bikurei Eretz says, Bikurei Eretz, Talian Archikira, that if you say that the tefillah Tashlumin is just a double tefillah, I missed Maariv yesterday, what do? I daven two Shacharis. So if what I'm doing is davening two Shacharis, so I have the whole zman Shacharis to daven. I can daven whatever I want. I daven the first Shacharis, and I can wait 3 hours later and daven the second Shacharis if I want, as long as it's within the zman. That's the Bikurei Eretz says. That's the pshat in the Beis Yosef. That's the pshat in, who is that with? The Bach. That's the pshat in the Bach. Meaning as long as it's within the zman, so then he can do it. Why? Because they're both Shacharis. So I just have to daven two Shacharis. When do you daven Shacharis? Whenever you want, within the zman Shacharis. But the Beis Yosef holds, no, you have to manage daven them together. Why? So, says the Bikurei Eretz, because this is a special halacha, Chazal mechadish to us here, a halacha called Tashlumin. And within that chiddush of the halacha called Tashlumin, so Chazal make another, they made a tznai. You have to daven the first tefillah, and then right away you have to daven the second tefillah. The second tefillah, I'm taking that Maariv that I missed last night, and I'm going to daven it now. So that's a big chiddush. Who says you can daven Maariv in the morning for Tashlumin? So when Chazal made that chiddush, they attached a condition to it. The condition that you do it is if you daven it together with the tefillah of the time, mamish some of each other. And that's the pshat, and that's the other pshat in the back. So again, do you have to daven the tashlumin mamish together, or do you have throughout the zman? So if the tashlumin is another shakras, so I have the whole zman of shakras. But if the tashlumin is, I'm taking marv from last night and I'm davening it now, so then the chid, that itself is a chiddush, and you could say that when Chazal made that chiddush, they attached the condition, they have to daven them together. Oh, okay, that's one nafkamina. I'm going to say two more nafkaminas, and then we'll call it a night. The second nafkamina, perhaps, is the following. Let's say a person misses mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh, I forgot to daven mincha. And now the night of Rosh Chodesh, I need to daven tashlumin. So what's the din? And that's Tfilas Tashlumin. Do I say Yalav Yavo? Or do I not say Yalav Yavo? Chlor, you'd say it's Pasha, you should say Yalav Yavo. It's Rosh Chodesh. So if you say that when I daven my second Tfila on my Erev of Rosh Chodesh to make up for my mincha that I missed on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so the Shita of, there's two, the Shita of the Ramah. The Shita of the Ramah is that you say Yalav Yavo. You say Yalav Yavo. What's the pshat? So lichora, the pshat is that you're davening two marivs. Mariv needs Yalav Yavo. So the first mariv, you have to say Yalav Yavo. Says Ramah, in the Tashlumin, you also have to say Yalav Yavo. Why? Because that Tashlumin is the second mariv. So mariv needs Yalav Yavo. So you're davening two marivs. They both need to have Yalav Yavo. But there's a shita of the Olas Tamid, quoted by some of the Mefarshim there in Shulchan Aruch. The shita of the Olas Tamid is that no, it's, the Tashlumin doesn't need a Yalav Yavo. It doesn't get a Yalav Yavo. Why not? Let me say now it's Rosh Chodesh. So why wouldn't you have Yalav Yavo? So the Chor, the Pshat is, you want to say, Josh, over?
Because the Tashlumin is the same thing as the Mincha.
The Tashlumin is the Mincha. I'm taking the Mincha that I missed, and I'm davening it as a Tashlumin now. So there, says the Olas Tamid, you don't need to have a Yalav Yavo. Yeah, Adam.
And that's true, that on Shabbos, then Mosi Shabbos, you just say, the Shabbos davening, Mosi Shabbos.
Right. So it gets a little tricky. I concede that this Chakira can't be followed all the way through, because nobody says that. But it's a nice chakira that fits into some places. It's, you know, it's for, this is a little bit more for the fun of it. But yeah, I concede 100%. It doesn't fit into all the halachas. Yeah?
Can't you just say that chakira is really the Tosos Rabbeinu Yonah one from before, and just say everybody agrees that it's two marivs, but the question is Azkar HaSayom a separate thing, or is it Ma'akev the tefillah? If you say it's a separate thing, then you don't need to say it again in the second one.
If you say it's a separate thing.
If you say it's a separate
thing.
Very good. Say it again in the second
very
one.
Good.
But if you say it's ma'akev,
okay.
But according to both, it would be two marivs.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's still a chiddush that even if you say it's a haskara, I hear what you're saying. I like what you're saying. It's sharp. That if you say it's a haskara, since you've already mentioned the Yalav Yavo, and this is man, so the second tefillah doesn't need it, I hear what you're saying. Maybe even if it's a haskara, once you're mamish davening a mariv, you would have to mention the haskara in the mariv. But I hear what you're saying. I think it's nice. One last nafkamina that I saw brought in the Frankel Rambam. In the bottom of the Frankel Rambams, they have excerpts of Rabbi Kiva Eger from the Shulchan Aruch. So in the Frankel Rambam, in Hilchos Tfila Perik Yud Halacha Tesvav, so it has an excerpt from Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. But when I looked in the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't find this Rabbi Kiva Eger, so I'm quoting it from the Frankel Rambam. At least not in the Shulchan Aruch that I was using. It was only like half the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but then the half that I wanted wasn't in there. So I'm not sure what the chat is with that. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Frankel Rambam at least, he has two girsaos in a Magen Avraham. In the case of the following. If a person misses Ma'ariv on Matzai Shabbos, so he has to daven Tashlumin on Sunday morning. So what's the din? Do you say the Atachu Nantanu, the Havdalah, in the first tefillah of Sunday morning, in the Shachris of Sunday morning? Or do you say Atachu Nantanu in the second tefillah, in the Tashlumin of Sunday morning? This also, in the Rishimas, the Rav has a whole discussion with Reb Chaim about this, and like Reb Chaim's sheet, a lot of kashas, but it's a little different mahalak than what we're saying now, but when the Rishimas comes out, it's interesting to see. But anyway, so that's the Shaila. There's two girsos in the Magen Avraham. One girsa says you should say the Atal Chanantan or the Havdalah in the first field of Shachris.
What would you say in the first field of Shachris?
And you should say in the first field of chakras because Lamaisa, you have to make Havdalah as soon as possible. So take it in the first. Or do you say no, that the Atachanuntanu should be in the second field of the Tashlumin? So I thought, Lichor, also you could say, it might be Talia Nischakir. That if I'm davening Tashlumin, it's two chakrases, but Ma'ariv is over, I missed Ma'ariv. So Pashat, I should daven Atachanuntanu in the first available time, in the first chakras. In the second chakras, there's no need for Atachanuntanu, I already did Havdalah in the first one. But if you say that the Tfilas Tashlumin is transposing Ma'ariv onto the morning time, after I daven Shachris, then basically I'm davening Ma'ariv. So then I understand very well that Atach Hanantanu should be dafka in the second fila, because that second fila is really a Ma'ariv. Okay, so just Bekitzer, you know, just to go through what we saw. I wanted to do the second half of Tosfos, but it's just not shy, it would take too long. We saw the machlokas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provence about whether a haskara is me'akev the tefillah or whether it's your mekayim mitzvah of tefillah, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, says Tosfos, your mekayim mitzvah of tefillah, just you're missing the haskara. And we saw a number of nafkaminas in terms of that from the Stipler and Rav Tzvitzah Frank. And then we discussed the Magen Avram that says l'chol adeos, if you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, then you'll daven a tefillah tashlumin of Ma'ariv if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo on the first day of Mincha Rosh Chodesh. The holidays will daven tashlumin, says the Magen Avraham. And we said the Binyan Ariel's Kasha, the Tzlach's Teret, and our defense of the Binyan Ariel's Kasha. And then we moved into this other Chakira about whether the tefillah of tashlumin is the second tefillah of the Chov, or if it's just making up for the tefillah that I missed. I'm transposing the tefillah I missed onto the newsman. And we saw 3 nafkaminas in terms of that. Okay, Nesher Karech. Tonight, Rabbi Mann is going to be giving in the base medrash after Mari, he's going to be getting